From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
We're reading today from Philippians chapter 2, and we're going to begin at the verse number 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Today we're going to think about those words that we find in the verse 8, the death of the cross. The death of the cross. The Bible is full of beautiful passages. There are some passages, however, which have words which appear to shine as glistening diamonds amongst gemstones. Here in Philippians chapter 2, we have one of those glistening passages, bright with wonder and beauty. Here we have a revelation of Jesus Christ that begins in heaven and ends in heaven. It begins with the one who is equal with God. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And yet it ends when every knee is bowing before him and every tongue is confessing that he is Lord. But between these two heavens, the first heaven, whenever he is the Logos, the eternal Son of God, the second heaven, where he is glorified humanity, crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, between these two heavens, there is a Saviour who humbled himself. He made himself of no reputation. He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. In the Greek language, we literally read here that he emptied himself. Now, he never emptied himself of his deity. He never emptied himself of his position as God, but he emptied himself of his riches. Whenever you looked at Jesus, you saw one who was living in poverty. He emptied himself of his heavenly glory. There are times he showed glimpses of his glory, the great miracles, even the things that he said. But yet, Isaiah said there was no beauty in him that we should desire him. And then emptying himself and making himself of no reputation, and in humbling himself, he became a servant to do the will of his Father for us. And he descended into a very low place and into a very dark place. And as he descended down towards the grave, he had to go the way of the cross. He died, even the death of the cross. When we think of Jesus Christ, we think of the one around whom all history revolves. Our calendar is divided by Christ. There is before Christ and there is AD or after Christ. He has clearly made such a remarkable impact on human history that he is the central person in our story. And he is the central person in our story because he came into this world. The Son of God became man, and he died. And at the heart of Christ's death, at the heart of Christ's person, is the death he accomplished for us. Because we can only be saved through that death on the cross. And therefore the cross itself is the centerpiece of world history, without which we cannot go to heaven. And so let us think about the cross today, the death of the cross. There is the shame of the cross. Jesus Christ was holy. He was beyond reproach. He never did anything that was wrong. He never thought a sinful contemplation. And yet he died the death reserved for those that were lowest in society. Crucifixion was a death for those who were not free men of the Roman Empire. If you were a free man of the Roman Empire, you wouldn't be crucified. But if you were a slave, and many of the Romans were slaves, if you didn't have the rights of a Roman citizen, you could be crucified. And only people that committed particularly scandalous deeds were crucified. As he died, there were two thieves crucified with him, one on the right and the other on the left. There was another man to be crucified that day. He was Barabbas. He was a murderer. He was an insurrectionist. He was a rebel against Roman authority. Now, the Old Testament says that when Jesus died, he was numbered with the transgressors. He died a death reserved for the lowest in society, and he died a death reserved for people that had committed terrible crimes. And yet he had done nothing. Therein we see the shame of the cross. But there is also the suffering of the cross. It is said that crucifixion was so painful that the person crucified died a thousand deaths. Doctors have examined the biblical record of the crucifixion, and they have found that everything that is described, it weighs up with what we know of the human body and how the human body reacts to certain situations. For example, as Jesus was carrying the cross, he collapsed, he fell under the weight of it. He was weak. What could have explained the weakness? Blood loss. Just before he went to be crucified, he was taken by the Roman lictor and he was whipped. And the blood would have been flowing copiously from his body. And because the Romans wanted those that were crucified on this day to die fairly quickly, they could have kept a person alive for days if they'd have wanted to. But they wanted this man, Jesus, and those crucified with him to die quickly because the Jewish Sabbath was about to come. And they couldn't have people dying on crosses during the Sabbath. The Jews wouldn't have liked it. Therefore, the lictor would have exacted a lot of blood from Jesus to cause a speedy death. The huge blood loss caused him to be weak. On the cross, he cried out, "I thirst." Again, the blood loss, the dehydration, lack of fluids. His body would have been burning up with thirst. Therefore, he cried, "I thirst." Jesus died an extraordinarily painful and cruel death that the scripture draws a discreet veil over. We have no idea how much he suffered as he hung upon that tree. There's also the sorrow of the cross. We are told in the book of Isaiah that he became a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. But his sorrow wasn't merely the physical pain. The sorrow was the spiritual pain, because from the sixth to the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. And that was a time equivalent to 12 o'clock to 3. In the midst of the day, when the sun was at its brightest, there was no sun to shine. And during this time, the wrath of God was poured out upon his son. That's why Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" That was when he took the guilt of our sin. He became our sin offering. He became our scapegoat. He took the blame for us. He did no sin, and yet he took the punishment for our sin, that he might be our substitute, in order that we might be redeemed, set free from the curse of the law. That was the sorrow of the cross. And then there was the satisfaction of the cross. Isaiah said it pleased the Lord to bruise him. It pleased Jehovah to bruise him. God was pleased with what his son did. Not because God enjoyed seeing a son suffering, he didn't. But because a people would be saved through that sacrifice. We are told in Hebrews chapter 12 that Christ was satisfied for the joy that was set before him. As he hung upon that cross, he was sustained by looking forward to the joy that would be his. Therefore, he said, "It is finished." It is Christ's delight to welcome sinners into his family. It is Christ's delight to take precious souls to heaven. There is satisfaction for the sinner whenever we trust in Christ alone. There's peace. There's peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, only because of this cross. And today you can have hope, and you can have contentment, and you can have the joy of forgiveness by trusting Jesus Christ, who died for you. The Bible says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." There is simply no other salvation apart from Jesus. Therefore, come and trust him today, the one who suffered the death of the cross. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.